Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Happy Sunday, everybody. Time for a bonus meditation. Our teacher du jour is Kara Lai, and she's coming at us today with a radically different style of meditation. Instead of focusing on your breath, she's just going to have you ask a question. What if everything matters? Give this a shot. It's a game changer. Kara, by the way, is one of the teachers for the Imperfect Meditation Challenge, which is happening right now over on the 10% Happier app. It's led by Matthew Hepburn, and it features Kara and also Don Mauricio. You can download the 10% Happier app right now and get started. A little bit more about Kara before we dive in. She has worked as an artist, wilderness guide, social worker, and psychotherapist, and she has taught adults and teens in many different contexts, and she's one of our featured teachers over on the 10% Happier app. I also consider her a friend. She's been on this show several times. Here we go now with Kara Lai.
Hey, this is Kara, here to help you start your day with a radical approach to life. Basic mindfulness instruction often tells us that we're supposed to come back again and again to some anchor, like our breath or body. This is a great way to build concentration. But sometimes it makes us think that whenever we're not paying attention to our anchor, we're doing something wrong. In this meditation, we're going to challenge that notion and propose something new. What if everything that happens in our bodies, in our minds, everything that we sense, what if all of it matters? What if everything that happens, even what we might think of as problematic, distracting, or mundane, points us to more happiness? Wouldn't you feel psyched about embracing all that life throws your way? Let's check it out. Find a position that works for you. You should feel both comfortable and aware. Close your eyes or leave them open with a soft gaze. If you'd like, you can take a couple of deep breaths. So, like many meditations, find an anchor, something easy to come back to again and again, such as the sounds around you, your breath, or your body. This is just going to be a touch point for us. So now we're going to try something different. When you notice that something else has come into your view, it's actually okay to turn directly towards that. For example, sensations in your body that feel good or not so good, or thoughts that flash through the mind. Some fascinating, some boring. Emotions may come in waves. Whatever you notice, see if you can give it permission to be here by giving it your full attention. Everything that happens contains an important message about your welfare. When something feels good, we feel relaxed, open, and connected to ourselves and others. The more we notice these moments, the more likely these moments are to occur. And when something feels bad, chances are there's tension or fear of some kind. The more attention we bring to those moments, the more our brains recognize the pain and discomfort they create, and thus the less likely they are to repeat themselves and to continue to run our lives. And when something feels neutral, neither here nor there, that's a place for contentment to arise. Continue to allow your attention to receive whatever is predominant, returning to your anchor if you feel like you're getting lost. What if everything that happens to you today matters? What if it's all relevant to your happiness? If that was true, wouldn't it make you want to embrace and be curious about your experience rather than feel the need to avoid it? And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and reconnect with the world around you. That's it. Thank you. Have a great day and have fun with this. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kara Lai. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download it wherever you get your apps.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge. And also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.